And then they had the courage to focus so much on the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima that we forget about the three visits of the angel. I wish I could talk about the first two. But I thought on this external solemnity of Corpus Christi, of this wonderful solemnity where we give supreme honor and adoration to the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, that we could focus for just a moment on that prayer by the angel composed in heaven. I have it on a holy card in my reading. I hope that you know this prayer. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to memorize this prayer. And I would encourage you to do the same, and to perhaps use it as a thanksgiving after Holy Communion. Notice how it begins. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I adore thee profoundly. It begins in a Trinitarian fashion, invoking a one God of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good way to begin, because it was just exactly 1 week ago that I was at this pulpit preaching on Trinity Sunday. And notice how the angel worships the Trinity as the angel is prostrate before the body and blood of Jesus. I think this is an important theological point, is that when Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, then the Father and the Holy Spirit are also present. When Jesus comes to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the Father and the Holy Spirit don't take a vacation to Hawaii. Right? They're not off on some beach somewhere while they send the Son down to feed us. Notice this profound Trinitarian theology that where one person is, the other two persons are also there. The Trinity works together in concert. They never leave the other behind. They're always working, pun intended, in relationship, in communion with each other. And then the angel says something that I say all the time. The angel says, I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of the same Son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? Notice that in the beautiful sequence of St. Thomas Aquinas that we have in this Mass, notice that St. Thomas talks about that the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus are present under the appearance of men and under the appearance of the woman. Right? That these beautiful children, Francisco and Jacinta, who receive the contents of the chalice, receive all the body, all the blood, all the soul, all of the divinity of Jesus Christ. And Lucia, who only received the host, received all of the body, all of the blood, all of the soul, all of the divinity of Jesus Christ. You know, for us as Catholics, it is really and truly His flesh and blood. As we heard in today's gospel, Jesus says, my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. It's not a symbol, it's not a sign of His body, it's not pretend, it really is His body. And notice how the children reacted. Francisco says, I felt that God was within me, he said. And that's because He was. That's because the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus was inside Francisco. And he could experience the real true God within him. The third thing I'd like to point out about the prayer is the reference to the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Corpus Christi is celebrated on Thursday. We celebrated it last Thursday. Beautiful, beautiful Solemn High Mass on Corpus Christi. And in the tradition, Corpus Christi was celebrated for an octave, for 8 days. And at the end of 8 days, on the Friday following the 8 days of Corpus Christi, there's a beautiful feast called the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Margaret Mary Alacoque, when she appeared when the Secretary of Jesus appeared to St. Martin in the 1600s, he says, on the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi, I want you to celebrate the solemnity of my sacred time. Isn't that good? And so guess what we celebrate this Friday? The first class feast of the most sacred heart of Jesus. So there's an intimate link between the Lord's body and blood and his most sacred heart. And when we think of the love that comes from the sacred heart of Jesus, we also think of the love that comes from the heart of Mary. These two hearts, these two loving hearts, always come together. And so the angel prays, by the infinite mercy of the most sacred heart of Jesus, and through the immaculate heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. This is what Jesus Mary wants, more than anything else, for sinners to turn back to Jesus and to experience the love and the mercy from the most sacred heart of Jesus. So his heart is always tied up with his mercy for those of us who are sinners. The final point of the prayer that I want to bring up is the theme of reparation. It says, the angel says that I want to make reparation for the sacrileges, outrages, and indifferences by which he himself is offended. The angel says later on that Jesus is horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Wow, that's quite an adverb, isn't it? Horribly. Adverbs are really cool. The angel could have just said that Jesus Christ is outraged by ungrateful men. But to add an adverb, we should always pay attention to adverbs. Horribly outraged. Oh, that's pretty strong. But this is the message of an angel in heaven who has this vision of the Lord. He says that Jesus is horribly outraged because men are ungrateful for the gift of the Lord.
Gives us himself.
reformation, that we can repair the wound in our Lord's heart. When we, his beloved, wound the lover, we can say to the Lord, but I love you, and I worship you, and I give you thanks and praise that you have given unto yourself and Holy Communion. That's what we can do today. That's what we can do today when we come today on Corpus Christi, on this beautiful feast of the solemnity of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We can say, Lord, I know that there have been our brothers and sisters who treated you poorly, who have been indifferent, who have been sacrilegious. But, Lord, I love you, and I worship you. I worship and prostrate myself before you, real flesh and blood. Let's make reparation today. Oh, sacrament, most holy, the sacrament of mine. All praise and all thanks to him be every moment of mine. Knowing Padre Sicilius.